Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't it camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ? And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Pop Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Excuse me.
Sorry. Okay.
Today's Friday, August 5th. It is 8 p.m., 2011. It's episode 376. Holla, what? So, remember on the last show, we were talking about how Secretly Timid podcast did a prank on us. So, we have it queued up. We're going to play
this.
You don't remember this?
No.
It's been so long time ago.
I still don't remember.
So, you guys, there's this podcast called Secretly Timid. I have to be honest, I have not listened to their show before until they mentioned this on Twitter because I'm narcissistic like that. But I also listen to a bunch of different podcasts, but I have added them onto my podcast list to listen to. So they've done me well. So we have the call queued up from where they actually called us, and the call didn't come through to us. So we didn't get to hear it before they made their show prank calling us. They prank called several other podcasts like Game Night Guys, which I talked about them on the last show. You weren't here. Game Night Guys is a podcast where they play a game as they're podcasting, and they explain the rules and talk about, you know, the rules and how to play it, and they go through the whole game. It's pretty cool. And they do like card games, board games, Yahtzee, you know, shit like that. So, okay, so we're going to start this out with their phone call to us. So here we go. Maybe.
Boys over at the Foul Monkeys next.
You already have an idea for them, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm gonna do my Bob Agenda voice. Bob Agenda.
Okay. Ooh, Foul Monkeys, you said?
Yeah.
Where are they at? Where are they located?
They're in Chicago.
Okay.
Chicago. Chicago.
I bet it's cooler in Chicago than it is here.
No.
Actually, no, it's pretty fucking hot up there,
hot
too.
There too.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes,
it's the 16th windiest city in America. Just so you know.
What?
Do it.
Do it.
I know, right?
Politicians. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, stop.
Hi, you've reached Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. Leave us a message. We can now keep it fun. Please send you a fax now. Or wait for the tone.
What?
Leave a voice.
Send a fax. How
will send a fax?
Put your fix.
You can send them dirty pictures.
For more options.
I want more options. Hey, Foul Monkeys. I heard on your show that there is this guy that wanted a picture of your penis. I don't want a picture of your penis. What I want is for you to get one of them cloths that the preachers use to bless letters, and I want you to run it all over your nuts, and I want you to send it to me so I can smell your nut juice. Okay, bye.
Nut juice?
I don't know.
And you got another call. You got another... You got another
talking?
Call that's how that vibrating thing. I was like, oh shit.
So you didn't get this message at
no,
all?
No, it did not come through as a phone call.
But you heard?
I heard it on their show because they had recorded this before we probably should have gotten the call and recorded a show, but we hadn't gotten it yet. So they probably thought I was a big asshole and just wasn't mentioning it because I was, you know, because I'm famous. Which I'm not. But you guys should check out their show. It's pretty funny. They have some good stuff going on. That whole episode is pretty funny. So, and they do videos and stuff too. So,
oh, sorry.
We would do videos, but some people can't be even.
Hey,
spotted.
We haven't gotten masks. We can do a whole video with just my back and a
face.
It looks
like you have a mask on already.
Oh.
No, it doesn't even
maybe like a Zorro mask. Just cover your head.
Get those glasses.
That would be funny.
Oh, get those. Oh, I got those for Paige.
Yeah.
I sell them. Have you seen those? They're sunglasses, but it's...
But you got the sensor bar.
Oh, okay.
So
that would be funny.
You put them on when you take pictures and it looks like you've been censored.
That's awesome. Funny shit. It's at like Fred... What is it? FredSomethingOrOther.com.
So you guys check out Secretly Timid Podcast.
They sound
fun. .com. And they sound professional. I emailed them and was like, your sound sounds awesome. Ours is shitty. Hopefully when we get to Vegas, Daniel Brewer can show me
WorldwideFred.com. Shut up. Sorry, I had to find it. WorldwideFred.com.
Are you Bill? Because you're totally interrupting.
Yes.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm not sick, but...
Oh!
You hear that?
Well, Jen. Yes. Because you just coughed into your microphone.
Ew, I think my lung just came out.
That's kind of bad. Sounds a little gross.
So, I have a coffee date with someone on Sunday morning at Starbucks. I don't know why I put myself in this situation, because he seems like a nice person, but...
So, what is the situation? Yet again, you double dated?
No, no, no.
You have someone right after it?
No, worse.
Lined up that day?
Worse.
Oh my god, how
weird. Well, he started speaking...
English.
He started speaking to me on, like, Growler. I think it was... Scruff or Growler, one of those. And he started the conversation in Spanish, and I went along with it because I knew what he was talking about, because it's just certain, like, how are you? What is your name? Where are you from? So I could respond to that. And pretty much everything he was saying to me, I could read, and I knew how to respond. But then I was like, but I was responding in English, and then he was like, you know, I don't write well in English or whatever. So I'm like, okay. So I set up a date with him, a coffee date, and he only speaks Spanish. So I don't know what I'm going to do. So every time we start talking to each other, I have to use Google Translate.
Oh my God, are you for real?
to do some things that I have to answer him in. But he said he knows English, like he speaks English, but he just can't write it well.
So you're having sex.
So then you
have... No, not on a Sunday at 11, more like 1 o'clock.
So it's leading up.
No, I don't think that's going to happen because I don't know.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a cookie cutter that's shaped in a mustache. WorldwideFred.com.
Why are you looking at that?
That's the front page.
Yeah, what's up with
that? I was looking at my work email during...
Aww.
So just realize who's running this stuff right now. Okay, there's a bitch look. Stamp.
Mushroom?
No. Oh, we talked about that last episode too.
I think we talked about that several times.
So yeah, I do have a coffee date with a person that doesn't speak a lot of English. So that should be interesting.
It could be fun though. Different.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We talked about juice box, so let's take that off.
What are you doing?
Oh, whoops. Did you already copy and paste?
I've edited it already, so don't worry about it.
Sorry. I forgot that I'm not supposed to.
You're good. I got it. Girl, I got it.
So I should not sync then?
No, you should sync, because now I have all of the stuff ready.
Oh, well, I would sync, but since I'm not connected to the fucking internet.
You want to talk about that?
Y'all, I upgraded to Lion, and there's been no issues with my MacBook, but it has been awful with my iMac. Just...
It's a post on Tumblr on our Foul Monkeys. Chill the fuck out.
But I cannot stay connected to the internet more than like 2 minutes, and it disconnects me. And now it can't even find the internet. God,
it's like a personal problem.
I don't know where I was going with that.
So you're lying.
It's hot in here. So,
Oh, whoa.
Okay, so Freddie asked what makes a DILF a DILF.
Oh, because I asked them. I posted on Twitter.
Ricky posted on Twitter.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I posted on Twitter.
You posted on Twitter. Oh, and Ricky's back.
I posted on Twitter, give us subjects to talk about. So several people responded. And this is some of the stuff that people asked us. And
what is a DILF? What makes a DILF? Well, that's interesting.
What makes a DILF a DILF?
Some gray hair in the
beard. Let's explain a DILF, because some people may not know.
Dad, I like.
To friend.
To friend.
Hey, we're a PG show here. We're going to friend them.
Okay, whatever. Bill. Dads, I want to fuck.
Bill. So speaking of, there are children listening.
So speaking of DILF, so when I came out, my mom was really concerned since I really, really, really wanted to be a teacher. Education is good. And she's like, and I'm like, it doesn't.
It's going to get you a job faster.
She goes, it doesn't. I don't want the kids, mom. I want their dads.
And she's like, let's talk.
Tag team. Oh, he's not your team?
So anyway, yeah, I think I would agree.
Definitely a DILF has to have a child.
Well, I mean, that makes him a dad.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But what would you call guys that don't have children that you want to fuck that are married?
Daddies,
but they're not daddies because they don't have children.
That would be
what would that be called? We need a new term.
Married.
A married guy you want to fuck. So it'd be a MILF.
Here's my thing. I feel like DILF refers to H, not necessarily a daddy thing either.
A DILF is just like a MILF. They're like when you're there. These phrases are created by teens because they go to their friend's house and they see a parent and they want to fuck them and they're not the same age group.
Someone who's older than them in the age thing.
They have to be a parent. They have to be a parent. I think they have to be a dad or a mom.
Right.
What if the people are like walking down the street and everything and all this kind of stuff? You're like, oh yeah, that's a DILF. Oh yeah.
Because you think that you would be assuming that he has children. I think the children's the key. That's like the first, like,
children and age.
Well, I can definitely tell you who is a DILF, and that would be Freddie and his husband, Jed.
Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm.
With the two big kids.
You never showed me. You were going to.
No, he showed us.
No. I wasn't here when you got that email. You showed me after I got back.
No!
It wasn't in that email.
Oh, hold on. No, I did see that.
See? God!
Not that one. That's not the one you saw. You saw the one with the kids.
The one with the kids, though.
So, no. I would agree with James that a little salt and pepper inside.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Oh my God, he's so hot.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
It's that fucking cute.
I don't see it on here.
But I have to admit, it's kind of like some of these younger hipster dads that have like pushing the strollers.
That's him and Jed right there.
They kind of make a smile. Oh, they're so cute.
They live in Austin. Have you ever went to Austin? Check out Freddy with long hair. That scares me. Whoa.
That reminds me of a song. It's called Cut That Mullet.
What's the one
in
orange?
Oh, Freddy, no.
Right here? That's when he was bigger.
So, what else makes
a DILF? A wife, I think. Yeah. Not required. Mm-hmm. It's just harder to get if there's a wife. If there's not a wife, there's a better chance you'll probably get that.
I don't think there's ever a chance you're going to get a DILF.
Well, what's his name did in American Pie? He got the fuck the MILF.
What was his name?
Stifler.
Stifler. No, that was Stifler's mom that he fucked. Guy that fucked him is the guy that, or Dorothy fucked her, is the poop, the home pooper, right? Yeah. He's the guy that only poops at home.
The one that wears a smoking jacket.
Yes.
I'm a home pooper.
Which was a good article in the Red Eye talking about the stress people have with pooping at work. It was really funny because I was reading it and I was just laughing because it's the same feeling that I have when I poop at work. Because, you know, everyone, when you go poop, as soon as you come out, everyone's talking about it. That's exactly, just everybody's talking about your poop.
So can you not poop in public at all?
I will poop in public if it's severe and I have to. If not, I will wait till I get home. In Nebraska.
And my IBS kicked up, and I was like, motherfucker, I gotta go.
Oh, Lord, IBS. You have IBS?
Ulcers from age 10 to 21.
Oh, worry.
That's me.
So, Dilf's the other guy. There's a lot of them in your, actually, my old neighborhood more than your neighborhood.
Yeah, Lincoln Square.
This is still a lot of single people.
Young Dougie. My neighborhood.
They moved to Lincoln Square when they're done here.
Mm.
Yes. Oh, goodness.
Freddie, your pictures are too small on Facebook. We can't see you.
So what was the next? Do you have any more questions?
Yeah, Michael Pegg, who I have to wonder, is he related to Simon?
No, but he is. No, is he in the United Kingdom? Where is he? He's like in Scotland or somewhere like that. I can't remember. Michael Pegg, where are you from?
Does that really say dictators you like to fuck?
Hell yes.
I think Stalin because of the mustache.
I think George Bush. Oh, wait. Not a dictator.
He'd probably do coke on your
top. He probably would. Well, same it's not a very long line.
I don't know. Maybe in these younger days, Hitler.
Ew. He was weird. I think he was a sex freak, wasn't he? Wasn't he, like, weird?
Well, he was a closet homosexual. So
yeah, and chance. He was like...
I could see more of...
aren't Germans like...
Ew, fuck
ew.
Him. That midget.
Ew.
I don't do Asians.
That's rude.
That's Ricky.
I would do what's his name in Venezuela because he's fucking rich as shit. Chavez. He's really fucking rich. Or one of those over in the Arabian countries.
Hugo Chavez.
Although I don't guess they're dictators there, like Dubai and all that. They're just kings.
I don't
Is
know.
That what they are?
No, well, isn't technically was Saddam Hussein considered a dictator?
Yeah, I think he was. And
Let's
then he was murdered.
The definition.
No, he wasn't.
Saddam Hussein. Oh no, he was put to death. Well, he was murdered.
A
but...
person who executes absolute power.
Oh, kind of like Bill on the show.
Oh.
Told you from day one, I can stop coming. I have
That's what she said.
Other things to do.
But if you stop, then Nessa would not be able to cream her panties every episode. Oh, she would like that.
Any other questions?
Yes, we have. What's the kinkiest thing you've ever done? No, that's a different question. That's what's the kinkiest. What's the kinkiest thing you want to do and dare not speak of?
So the kinkiest thing you've ever done.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And that's by Toppy Smelly. Y'all know what the kinkiest thing I've done. I cannot talk about it. And people are like dying
is
to find
kinky,
out.
Though, or is that just...
That's like, yeah, that's kind of... Yeah.
It was kinky. But for me, it is. No.
I mean,
yes.
I've had a hooker step on my balls with her boot.
No,
that's not kinky because you paid for it.
No.
Bullshit.
You
pay for something. I think you only pay when you want.
Oh, when the kinky shit.
No, I've already told my trucker masturbation. But I don't think there was anything.
Your addiction to truckers.
It is not an addiction.
How many times do you think you drove on the road trying to pick up a trucker and masturbate with?
I never tried to pick them up.
How did it happen?
He just drove by him and jerked off.
I just drive with no pants on.
I was just driving and masturbating. And then just stop and slow down and see if they would slow down or whatever and let them watch. That's all it was. I was
and how many times did you do that?
So many you don't even know.
So many he doesn't know. That's exactly what it is.
Yes.
I am appalled.
Whatever.
You're just jealous because you weren't a trucker and saw it first.
You enjoy the skills that were instilled during all. So shut the fuck up.
We haven't done anything in a car.
It hasn't been.
Oh, Bill silent now.
I don't. Well, I'm not talking about the kink. That's. They know
that's the
what it is, but I'm
that's
not.
That's the kinkiest ever?
Yeah.
Really?
Someone tied me up once with ties, and I just couldn't handle it.
I can't
like
do that.
Ties shirt ties?
Yeah, because, you know, that's a safe way to baby stuff. But I was like, no, not doing it. So I don't really think there's anything kinky.
The only thing that, I guess something kinky that somebody's done to me is they, like, licked my feet and stuff. But
that's kinky.
My feet are too ticklish for that. So as soon as they licked my foot, I've pretty much kicked.
I had a friend who had dated this guy, and they started to like be sexually involved. And he was like, "Okay, it's done." Because I went up and asked him, like, "How's this, you and such and such?" He's like, "Oh, it's over." And I'm like, "What happened?" And he goes, "We were involved in sex." And he goes, "Do you mind if you just kind of hang your feet over the end of the bed, and I go down there and just jerk off?" And he's like, "Really?" I was like,
like he was going to come on them?
No, he was going to lay on the floor while my friend dangled his feet over the edge of the bed and jerk off and watch his feet. It was just...
So he didn't want to see any of the rest of the body, just the feet.
There was no connection, no nothing. There was just feet watching. I mean, they played around before, but that was it. And my friend's just
That's
like,
interesting.
What the fuck am I going to do?
I watched someone pee on someone.
Yes. No, I told you my story. Somebody peed on my foot, and
yes. So, is there anything that you want to do that's kinky?
But for my mom to hear,
because you know what is that you always say?
What? Oh. Pictures or it didn't happen?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know if there's anything. I'm kind of vanilla when it comes to
I'm
that.
Very vanilla. However, though, I think it might be fun to have sex.
That would be fun for me to see.
But not the full habit. Maybe the cheerleading
and the wimple. With your socks
just,
on.
Just, no, no. You should just be sitting on top of me. And, with the church.
And he's like a flying Cheer. Nun.
Yes. Oh.
I used to have that one.
Of course you did.
I did. I don't know what happened to it.
Oh. Rude.
You rude bought eggs. Another one, but it kind of was
shitty. No, this one was huge.
I don't know.
You know, we need to start putting like our Halloween costumes.
I don't know. I'd like to be out. Out in nature, I guess. I don't think that's
I've
kinky.
Done that. I've done that.
No. Is that kinky? Because I've had
I was gonna say,
a porch in the country that was a busy road, like on lawn furniture.
I think it can be kinky because some people.
Well, that's almost
some people
on the,
do it because they get off on it.
Exhibitionism. I guess
that's exhibitionist.
But it's still kinky.
Yeah, I guess that is kinky.
I guess I'm.
I would like to watch somebody
I guess
in nature.
My parking lot one, I guess, is then.
Your Walmart parking lot.
In the van.
The with a Walmart employee.
The windows weren't tinted. He was not an employee then.
He was a greeter.
That's the night he applied. That's the day he applied.
He's like, it's fate. I gotta work here.
I have. When I went to a gay campground, I was. My friend Lou, actually, who I'm gonna. He asks us a question also, which I say for Bill because I think he can actually make that funny. he actually, I was like super drunk, messed up, and I didn't know where I was going in the campground because it had been the second time I'd been there and I hadn't really gone any further than like the pool. So he was like, come on, Ricky, I'm going to take you back to the tent, but we're going to take a detour. And I'm like, okay. So I'm in my flip-flops and, you know, I'm like, I don't think this is the way. This, I don't remember this. And then lo and behold, we're in the woods and people are just doing their thing up on picnic tables. I really couldn't see. I was complaining the whole time because my contacts were dry and people were like, shh, shh, you know, telling me to shut up. I was like, ew, gross. And he was like, Ricky, I'm going to take you back to the tent. I was. But it was interesting. It was interesting. I mean, people were literally just walking up to each other and then just started sucking each other off.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Well, what would you do? I mean,
no.
You could do a scenario of like you could pretend like you're strangers. Like, you guys can pretend that you're strangers. And you're like, hey, what's up? My name's Bill. And you're like, my name's James Leroy. And they're like, so, how long you been here?
Act it out. Shut up and suck my cock, bitch.
No, not that fast. You got to meet up in the woods and everything.
Do you really feel... No.
You guys act out like you're meeting in the woods for the first time.
Do you really feel like if we were meeting in the woods, we would have a conversation?
Well, you know, you got to have some kind of conversation.
Hey, pink or brown?
Why don't you put your tongue on it and find out, bitch?
Oh, your mouth is so big.
Wait, who do you think we are?
Look for the... bare necessities.
Do it now.
Suck it.
Oh, Dr. Claw.
Damn it. Don't make me smack you with my claw.
So what did Lou ask that you said?
Lou, who I miss very much, is in Colorado now. He says, let us know about handy, stylish tips on what to serve for your next barbecue.
Lemony potato salad.
Well, I will say, his little lemony potato salad that he makes.
I don't like lemons.
And by him, he means me.
I don't like lemon-flavored shit.
It's not like fake lemon-flavored. It's not really lemony-lemony. It's just fresh. Anyway, it's really good. One of my favorite...
You wouldn't even know if you had it. You'd be like, shit, that's good.
Then why they call it lemony if you can't tell that there's lemon in it?
Okay, if you had it without even knowing the name, you'd be like, oh, that shit's good.
It tastes like potatoes and lemonade.
I like lemonade. I don't like lemon pound cake.
No, lemon,
shit like that.
Shit-tasting stuff. Anyway, well, one thing that I think is fun to do, which is, you know, not anything new or exciting, but is a really easy and people seem to like, is grilled peaches. Take peaches, cut them in half.
I've had that.
Dip them in sugar.
Bananas are good, too.
Dip them in sugar and then get nice...
They're too soft for me.
Get nice grilled marks. They're good.
I've had peaches before. That's good. You can do corn.
Peaches are good fruit.
A stylish tip too is a lot of people don't do chimichurri, and I think the chimichurri, like,
ooh, that's so good.
Also, just on the side, is a nice bright mint and.
I'm not for sure what that is.
Chimichurri, you were there for the. Were you there? Was he there for the lesbian party with his parents?
No.
You
I was
there
not
Eddie.
Invited.
I think it was like a couple thing. Well, the
basically, the last one we went to, I was the only single person there.
Katie's parents were there. We were meeting parents.
But you were my date. Because I was alone.
So anyway, no, chimichurri is an
and you had to come pick me up because I missed my bus.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think we're interrupting Bill.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Bill. It's an Argentinian. But what, you put it on meat, or?
Yeah, you can do pork, chicken, steak.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do a pork loin with it. But it's really nice and bright and clean afterwards. And looks really pretty and
table. You said it has mint in it?
It's like mint and jalapeno and garlic and sherry vinegar.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's actually, it's really, really
tasty. Why don't you make that next time for dinner? Y'all don't have a griddle thing?
I have a grill pan. I'll make it for you. Actually, it makes a great salad dressing and a great dip for vegetables.
I'm excited. You guys, we really need to plan our tea party.
Yes, because we're running out of time.
Yes. I think we should do it.
It is August.
How long have we been talking about this?
Whoa.
Since March.
Bring it down.
What fucking happened to the year, though?
Bring it
Bill's
down.
Getting excited, girl.
No, I'm so stressed at work right now. And seeing how fast
he is.
Is mind-boggling. It is mind-boggling to me how quickly these months are going.
Because you know, next week we're going to be in our fur coats.
Next week we're going to be hot.
No, August is.
While we're at the
market days.
Looking at some art. In front of gay
art.
Actually, no, there's some really good art, and then there's
art,
and then there's Go-Go Boys on platforms.
Yeah.
Like in the street.
Yes.
Yeah, it's.
Oh my god, I hate that job.
Think of it. It's gay pride, except
no straight people. Probably,
lots of
right?
Straight people in strollers. And then all of the
booths, so it's gay pride.
All of the booths for the art is in the middle of the street on Halston.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a street fair.
Uh-huh.
So there's less people, but it feels like the same amount of people, if not more, because you're kind of crowding in different
areas. I don't know if I like that.
But then the sidewalks in the back
it's fun.
Are a little clear, and then you can go into all the bars and
cool. Yeah.
It's really just a free market days. It's
it would be. It usually.
Mm-hmm. It really is fun. I love it.
It usually is this weekend, but I think they changed it because Lollapalooza is going on this weekend. Which yeah, I really should like to go to.
I don't know everybody that's there. I only know the like the couple headliner people.
Really?
There's actually some great people. But that's what the great thing about I think Lollapalooza is.
People went and saw Lady Gaga before she was already like big with her poker face.
Lauren saw her in Vegas before she became popular. Because she said she was like, who's that bitch? She's weird.
I've some good shows when we go into Vegas.
Nothing good, man?
No, I mean, like, I would still love to see Barry Manilow before I...
Celine Dion.
Dion.
Yeah, she's not back yet. Bette Midler's done playing. Cher's done playing. Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Ew. Gross. Tragic.
And then Barry Manilow is. I wouldn't mind seeing that, but I kind of think I want to go see a showgirl show. Like a
trip. That'd be fun.
Movies and feathers.
We could go see the Pussycat Dolls. They're there.
I want to see like old school, like feathers and digital poly movies. So, listeners, do you know of any good Vegas shows?
Or are you planning on seeing any good Vegas shows?
Because you're coming, right? James has never been to Vegas. Have you been to Vegas?
Yes.
I've been to Vegas.
I stayed at the Tropicana, which is right across the street
driven
from
through.
Or...
And Tropicana is where I can see Baton Valley is better, like old.
And I think the Tropicana is the old one of the older hotels in that area. So that's where we stayed when I was there last time. I was there for a wedding. And they had the best fucking wedding cake I have ever put in my mouth. It was so fucking good. And they had a Polynesian buffet, as Big Fatty would say.
A buffet?
I'll see you at the buffet.
The one thing that I miss in Chicago is that no one really has buffets. Sunday brunch buffets. And they are fatty. But it is always nice that when you go to have like Sunday brunch and you're drinking, you're going to pay that exorbitant amount of price for
it's unlimited.
At least that there's like a buffet.
You remember when I took you and we were going to go to Baja Betty's when we were in San Diego, but we went to the place next door? We didn't go to Baja Betty's. We went to Mama Tessa's. We were going to go to Baja Betty's, but Baja Betty's does a really, really good Mexican Sunday brunch with great mimosas.
Is it unlimited?
Yeah.
In Minnesota, we used to go to the one at Grant City.
It's like $25-$30, and it's so good. But no, you literally will get like, you can go up, get pancakes, like good Mexican food too. Like it's
why
so
can't you
good.
Just head it on down to the Shoney's and pay $9?
Because Shoney's closed down.
Oh, not Shoney's. Didn't what is the other one that one? There's breakfast. Golden Corral. They have good breakfast.
Funnily enough, I do think that Old Country Buffet actually has really good breakfast.
I've never been to one of those.
They're not
really
as good as Golden Corral, but their breakfast.
I like Old Country Buffet.
I love one of my most favorite breakfast items ever is chipped beef gravy.
No, shit on a shingle?
Yes, I love it. Love it. And I was going to go buy it at the grocery store, and frozen, it's like for like 8 ounces, it's like $4.
Dude, make your own.
I can't make gravy. I've tried.
Dude, you know how many easy ways to make gravy? They even make like stuff that you just add water.
Bill, I can't. I can't do it.
You can
I always
it.
Fuck it up.
You need to come over for our
call. I need to teach me. I do.
Why do I have like a list of friends that I like need to have like, come on, girls, let me show you.
You have the perfect kitchen. We could record it. And, well, James LeRoy could record it since he doesn't want to be on camera.
No, we'll put him in a burger.
That would be hilarious.
But with like cherries over it. Right. Like the southern like apron cooking burka. Like a
tablecloth. Oh my god.
With cherries hanging off.
Cherries.
I love that idea, and that's going to happen.
Okay.
How are we doing? Are we done?
33.
Or 33, we're good.
34.
Yeah.
It feels like it's been forever since I've seen you.
Has been almost 2 weeks.
Yeah. I was in Duluth for work.
How was Duluth?
Duluth.
Backwards?
They allow smoking everywhere. Ooh. Everyone smokes. This office is the most casual office I've ever been to.
I love a casual office.
By casual, I mean like pajamas.
Yes.
And all the women have State Fair hair. That's what I call it. And State Fair hair.
With their pajamas.
Really tall.
We're talking about like the 80s. Bangs are like curled and poof.
Oh, it's like a garden weasel.
Yep. And sometimes there's a buff in the back. Depends on the age and state fair hair.
Uh-huh.
they really don't have any food that isn't a chain restaurant. And if they do, it's like...
I don't eat at chain restaurants.
It's a really like...
I don't eat at chain restaurants. Well, you eat some of them.
Like mom and pop bar.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's not an awful place, but it's kind of like going back in time.
I would die if I went to a restaurant that allows smoking. I wouldn't...
Oh, they don't allow smoking in the restaurant. That's good.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not
but
so bad.
And they... I think they... You know, because it's... Bridge. I think they finally went off. But I will tell you, Lake Superior is absolutely gorgeous.
Is it clean? Can you see through the water?
It's a lake, and it's a great lake. Can you see it in Lake Michigan?
I haven't been close enough to know.
You cannot see it in the lake.
No. I have not been to the beach.
No.
Well,
are there
excuse me.
Lakes
beach.
No.
Uh-huh, in Virginia. There's clear water, or clear water, you can see through it.
Okay, either way, it's not good.
Was it hot?
Actually, no. Oh. I went the week right after it was, like, scalding hot. Uh-huh. Minnesota was having, like, the hottest in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, in the
80s. Oh, that's nice.
So it was actually really, really
cool.
And my my hotel room, though, was the size of my first Chicago studio. And it was a studio. It was fucking crazy. It was nice. I could have lived there.
It was that nice.
Oh.
You mean where you were previously? Was that your first one here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had a full kitchen in my...
He showed me the pictures.
Yeah. I didn't have the oven, though. My boss had a two-bedroom.
Why?
Because he got upgraded. Because it was a Marriott residence. Or
something. Resident Inn. Mm-hmm.
And he's like a gold member. And they were kind of out of studio, so they gave him like a super upgrade. Instead of, they were out of one bedroom, so they gave him two bedrooms.
So what do you do with the second one? Is he married?
He's a gay guy.
Oh, he's gay?
Oh.
Oh. Is he cute? He's... Are you allowed to say?
Ugly. I don't know, though. They're my friends from Minnesota. I don't really think of them in a sexual way. Andy's my boss's boss now. So granted, I've had some bosses that I wanted to fuck, but...
I have to.
He's not one that I've ever crush on. But probably because I...
Is he a bilf?
Good one.
I'm so clever.
Which Bjorn has not seen a picture of you, but he just thinks you're totally adorable, and he said he would be more than happy to go downtown
from the pictures. Whoa, what?
I made that part up, but...
No, you didn't. No, from the pictures of Bjorn, I need to see more pictures of him. I've only seen one, and it's a weird side angle of Bjorn.
So we can end our show with, hey, Bjorn, we need pictures of you.
Make it.
Pictures.
I don't think that's... I can't remember what his name is.
It's on Google Plus.
You show me yours.
Oh, it would help if I had internet connection. Let's do this.
No, you are not.
You show me yours, I'll show you James.
Yeah.
That is... Thank you.
Well, Tom from Tom and Terry, they want to come over and just... Or Tom just wants to rub all over you because he thinks you're so fucking adorable. And I'm like, he's not all that.
I'm not. I'm really not.
Wait, Tom's the one that works at the mortuary.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold back on what I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't think he has any photos of himself on his... Yeah, that's the only one right there. There he is.
Bear.
He likes the older gentleman. He likes the gilfs, grandpas. I'd like to fuck. But I'm not going to say too much more because it hurts his feelings when I say that. So maybe we should just beep that out.
So have you ever been to Fort Lauderdale?
Yes.
So I went to a bar there. I forget what it was called. But it was
it's a Bill's. Bill's. What is it called? Bill's filling station?
No. This was over by where...
the gay hair, Wilton Manors?
It's in Wilton Manors, which is where all the other bars are. But it was like a supper club, but everyone in there has an oxygen machine, and all the people who go there are the ones that want to sleep with them. It's... And we actually had a friend who really only likes grandpas, and he was having a grand old time. But I will tell you, they had a fantastically talented, older black woman piano night.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sat at that piano and had cocktails and sang my little gay show 2.5 hours. I was bonding with Grandpa.
Oh. And they're like, I wrote it in 1922.
Right.
All right, so are we good? Is it time to go? I think James LeRoy has had it. What time is it? I haven't even eaten either. I came home to take a nap. It was terrible. All right, give us a call at 206-984-3685.
You can also, oh, you forgot to text message.
Oh, text message is 8. Well, nobody fucking does it, so it doesn't matter.
You can email us at jamesroyfm@gmail.com or foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys or James LeRoy FM and possibly Bill. Well, no. Eventually we'll use his real name, hopefully one day.
You can also check out our Tumblr page at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com and also like us on our Facebook fan page.
Oh.
No, I'll just put a...
who's that thing on the show?
Bearded gnomes. No. No, what is it? BeardedNun.tumblr.com.
You guys realize I'm going to bleep this all out, right?
So this whole second, bleep, 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 bleep.
Goodbye.
All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Brown.